Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I like it, Brad. You wish you were on vacation instead of having to watch the Grizzlies?
No, well, it's a part, yeah. Actually, that's part of it. It is a vibe song, but also I was thinking of songs that had stuff to do with toes because
of the conversation about toe surgeries. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
This is the best I could come up with, and it's chillax.
A toe song?
Yeah, toes and old Zac Brown Band. It is.
Yeah, but it's like this. This is unfortunately about good
toes
things.
It's the positive toes. Yeah, we've got negative toe stuff going.
You
got to
find like the heavy metal dark. You know about the. I don't have a toe.
Step on your foot.
I don't have a toe anymore. Everything I love is dead.
6 weeks. 6 weeks. 8 weeks. Eight weeks.
Y'all got the Grizz in the finals, man. Y'all got them going all the way. I like it. Four toes like Dion, going all the way to the finals.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking strays.
That's not right. Yeah.
77 wins.
Yeah, toes that look like Lyle Holland's fingers.
They put us in a tough spot, man, trying to come on here and be optimistic about these damn Grizzlies right now, man. Golly. They put us in a tough spot. It used to be a lot easier back in 2021. Yeah. It was like coming off that play-in win. Everything felt possible, you know. Now it's like... trades, assets. Yeah. We'll do our best every single day. That's all we can do. Everybody around this time, we did a rundown. Let's go. I had a doubleheader last night in Monday Night Football. The Detroit Lions put down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Final score 24-9. It was kind of nuts. You'd see that score and you'd say, Lions just controlled the game. Bucs had plenty of opportunities in this game. Baker was driving, you know, more than a couple of times, and the Lions defense just came up big with, you know, a bunch of backup or even third string DBs, one of which was a former Tiger, Arthur Maulette, who had a pick. Now, some say it should not have been recognized as such. It was definitely a weird one, because the rule is, if it's a double catch, it goes to the offensive player, and that's what it looked like. But I guess the officials decided that the offensive player did not quite have possession before Arthur Maulette came up with it, and therefore he got possession first. Therefore, he got credited with the pick. I don't know. It was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Also, very controversial. It was weird because there was a challenge with that same tight end later in the game where Campbell initially challenged whether he completed the process of the catch. They said, no, he did complete the process of catch. And then Dan Campbell said, no, I was challenging the spot, not whether or not he caught it. So it was like they were giving him multiple chances to win this challenge, and he ultimately did win the challenge of the spot. But, yeah, this was a much closer game than it would indicate, and I would say it was a valiant effort by the Bucs, especially defensively, because they were on the field quite a lot. No Mike Evans. He left the game with a collarbone injury and a concussion, I believe both.
Costly.
Yeah, Egbuka's not – you know, himself, not 100% right now. So it definitely was a hit to Baker Mayfield's MVP candidacy. If you were one of those holding out for that, I think, you know.
He was at that level.
Yeah. Yeah. 50 attempts last night for him. So he was battling, and he was not happy with the officiating after the game. He definitely let that be known. But the Lions, again, despite not having either safety, because Brian Branch was suspended. Kirby Joseph out. Top two DBs injured as well. They had the bounce back game that Dan Campbell is so notorious for. So yep. I don't know where you are on the Lions, but I mean,
they've been doing this next man up thing since last year, and you know they end up coming up short. I think Dan Campbell's done a fantastic job. That's the story on the Lions. We all thought they were going to take a step back because of who they lost from a coordinator standpoint, and they have kept it with culture. They still remain a physical outfit, man, a team that'll just beat you up front. They had Penei Sewell getting out 20, 30 yards down the field ready to hit somebody, and I end up missing the guy. But that's who they are, and that's because of Dan Campbell. So, again, it hadn't mattered that Glenn's out of there, Ben Johnson's out of there. It's still the same football culture, the same physical team built from its lines out. And, my gosh, every time Gibbs touches the ball, it feels like he could go for a touchdown. And so if they have got Goff upright, they can absolutely challenge the Eagles and be right there in position where they haven't been, which is in the Super Bowl. So, I think that's the take on the Lions.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, like John said, they're banged up as it is, and you still get that done against a Tampa Bay team that, was short on weapons. You got even shorter with Mike Evans out, but Baker's been battling all year long. So you will take that as shorthand as you were, and shout out to your man Arthur Maulet getting a pick. You know, that's two games this season. He's got a pick.
Yeah.
So you will absolutely take that for Arthur Maulet.
Yeah, I mean, I'd put him up there. Best,
that's his career high.
Best DB in the league.
Yeah, career high in terms of seasons.
I mean, let's get him over to the Vegas Raiders.
He's matched it.
32 years old out there, still battling. We've talked about it before.
He played 17 games, which was a career high for Pittsburgh in 2022.
Yeah.
He played 14 games for Baltimore next year at 30 years old. So
yep.
We're not so far removed from him playing whole seasons.
That's right.
Just three games last year. And then again, it looks like Detroit's giving them a chance here as banged up as they are, and you have to love a pick when you've only been out there two games.
I mean, honestly, how many guys who have come through Memphis have had eight-year NFL careers, non-kickers?
Bobby McCain's on that list.
Bobby McCain.
And we used to be DBU. You know, that's used to what they used to call us.
Dontari Poe.
Yeah.
Kenneth Gainwell is doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Pollard's doing it.
Darrell Henderson didn't make it 8 years.
Yeah. No. Well, I got to pull Pollard out of there.
Pollard.
He's on his way.
No, he will.
Certainly feels like it.
He will. He's
on that second contract.
Paxton didn't make it eight. So, yeah. I mean, it's. The sneaky guy now is Huff, Bryce Huff.
Mm-hmm.
He just unfortunately got injured for the 49ers, but he's like regarded as their best pass rusher without Bosa.
Yeah.
And
your guy Parham's got a shot.
You're right. Parham, absolutely. Parham will make 8 years. Parham and Huff will probably both. I mean, Huff's been in the league since 2020, so he's already almost there.
Right.
And he's having a very big year for the 49ers. So, yeah, Huff had 10 sacks in 2023.
Yeah, got
That's
that deal.
Crazy.
Got a deal. And then got hurt, I want to say.
Yep. So he's going to have to overcome that. But Lions got a much-needed win yesterday. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I will say about Goff, though, man. Like, he looked bad to me yesterday. Like, you blitz him, and it's over.
Well, usually they're a little bit more prepared for it than it looked like they were yesterday. I was saying that to my kid. We were both watching the game. Typically, he's killing you against the blitz. He's killing you against the blitz because he's seen it all. Last night they were getting to him, but keep in mind, that's a Tampa Bay team. That's what it does.
They're
specialists at it, and they did. They had him on his heels a couple times, but you couldn't kill him. Kill him in the end.
You're right.
And Lord knows if you don't blitz Goff and he's got all day, he'll kill you that way too. So, you know, I credit Tampa Bay because you have to do it.
Right.
And they had him. They had him back. He took some shots, but credit to Goff because he gets up.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't look like a guy that's going to get up,
yep.
But he does in those games where it does get physical, did last night.
Yeah, so that was the first one. And then the Seahawks held off the Texans at home 27-19. Texans dropped to 2-4. I mean, to me, it's just another example of this offense being completely broken.
Well, that and you would come out of this asking, okay, well, how real is Seattle? Because Darnold to JSN is something that doesn't look like it can be stopped.
Right.
And so if you can't stop that, those two have a connection that looks like they've been playing together for years.
Yep.
I mean, he is he has not just become the one with DK out of there and now a new quarterback, because keep in mind, I mean, Sam's coming in here, coming off the year, but he's best in the league. You know, with Puka out, you've got him right there in terms of number of yards, and they couldn't stop him last night. I mean, JSN is an emerging star that you're going to at some point put up next to Chase and Jefferson, it feels like.
Yep.
And right now, I think it's about that team. How real is Seattle? You can look at their schedule and poke some holes in it, but all they do is keep winning.
Yep.
So, yes, the Texans continue to be a mess, but Seattle, man, continues to get it done. And Darnold did not play well last night. But you find a way to win, especially against bad teams, and Seattle's doing that.
Yep. Yep.
I think my takeaway is Seattle, you know, that looks like a team that's, whether it's winning that division or not, is going to be right there in the thick of things for one of those wild card spots.
I totally agree.
Darnold looks, man, I thought maybe the quarterback, not to interrupt you, I thought maybe the coach in Minnesota, okay, he's a quarterback whisperer. Sam Darnold had his one outlier season. He's going to go back to a pumpkin. But my goodness, like, look at him with JSN. Quite the connection.
Yeah.
You know, you can't touch the goalpost anymore, too.
I learned that yesterday.
My son told me that rule. I learned it too. You can't even dunk. You can't dunk the ball Tony anymore
Gonzalez
on the goalpost. That's what I told Chris.
Yeah.
I said, dude, that used to be a thing. You dunk the ball. That's what the old basketball players / football players do. And JSN went up there and slammed that thing. As soon as the ref saw it, he looked up there through that.
That's cool.
It's the no fun league, man.
It sucks.
What do you mean you can't? And Chris explained it to him. Well, Dad, this 11-year-old's playing. It has the goalpost uneven. It makes the goalpost uneven.
They down a little bit.
It's like, are our goalposts that weak now where JSN can get up there and bend it?
No, I think it's about the damn.
Is he wrong about it's the goalpost when you're hanging on the.
Well, I know the goalpost. I mean, it is. I don't know if it's because
the. Tony Gonzalez used to do it all the time, and he's bigger than JSN.
The NFL cracked down on celebrations at large this year.
I thought there were just specific things. Any sexual references, guns, those kinds of things. But remember when we loosened up. And Ezekiel Elliott, I remember, was jumping in the Salvation Army Bowl.
Yeah, the pot.
Because we said we had to go back to being fun. And we've seen these team celebrations. We're seeing those in the end zone. But you can't dunk on the goalpost? Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, you can't do the slat. You can't do the nose wipe.
The nose wipe is some affiliation they think maybe. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous.
But that's like when I was – like they think that's like gang related or something.
They think it is.
That's like when I got –
in some places it might be.
In my eighth grade
I don't
economics class, I drew a star on the homework assignment, and the teacher turned me into the principal saying that I was a member of a gang, and then I had to go in the principal's office and just explain that I was, in fact, not a gang member. All right? Yeah.
Bro.
There's a war on gangs in America.
I'm talking to kids are doing the nose thing because they've seen in the league and everybody doing it. So then, you know, but I'm sure in some parts of the country that's.
Let me ask you this: if you had
done the research,
if you were a wideout, and you managed to get in that end zone, what's your celly?
Dude, I'm pointing up. I've had this discussion with CJ this year about his sixth grade celebration on threes.
Oh, like, you're gonna give it all to God.
We're not doing the jaw. You don't need to do the jaw thing. In that case, you're a follower, right?
Yeah.
So do your own thing. You now have your grandfather up there in heaven along with God. That's who gives you all your powers anyway. Why don't you point up and lead that way, being different that way? Hey, maybe you might find that folks start following you. You know, we have real conversations like that.
I like it. I would do like a twist. I would do like the Disney Channel, the Mickey Mouse outline, right?
Mm.
Then I'd bust through that hole. Like I'm busting in the door.
I'm pointing to God and you're busting through that hole.
Yeah.
It's the J&J difference.
The Mickey Mouse. Like, you know, I do the, you're watching the Disney Channel original. I bust through that hoe.
The big one right now is the 6'7".
Everybody's doing the 6'7".
Oh my God.
Everybody is doing the 6'7". Monrod did it last night.
Six seven.
The Steelers tight end did it last week. They thought he was talking about juggling the ball. That's 6'7".
That's 6'7", dog.
Yeah, that's how
I've been informed by educated by my son.
The 6'7" thing, I don't understand.
It doesn't
at all.
Mean anything. It's just it's a takeoff.
No, it's just brain rot that this country is suffering from. You know,
damn,
that's all it is.
Year olds
it's
doing
like
that.
You know, you have skibbity toilet riz, you have 6'7", you have
and then Jake incorporates it and everything. So I'm like, when do you get back from baseball practice? I don't know, 6'7". I'm like, get your ass in here and do your homework.
And then, like, by the time, because it's crossing over now.
Yeah, it is.
It's overused. It'll stop being.
Oh, it's been banana. And the teachers are all pissy about it now, too. They're over it.
Now, I will say David Montgomery had the Disney Channel celebration.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't kick through the door.
Like, so you draw the outline of it?
You draw the outline of Mickey Mouse. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a little much.
Visualize,
that's
Jason.
Old people got to figure that out.
Jason's going to touch down, point, to, you know, and then just hand the ball back to the ref, back to the bench.
And bring that Tebow prayer back. Tebow's was, there,
that
was it? Was it? Well, what was like,
he would straight kneel down
head,
and pray.
Head down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Head down,
I mean, right in the end zone. We're praying.
I'm get back to God.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You might say that's still part of your no fun league, but it's going to be good.
No,
for
I
us.
Think
that's
it's where,
Tebow needed to when he was scoring.
Yeah, he did
because it was
thanking
a miracle.
God for his NFL career.
Yeah. Jesus,
if he ever threw a touchdown,
dude, he would
it was
never have been the leader that he was in college football if not for his belief.
For
his belief,
firm.
It was that commitment and obedience.
It was God
that made him think he was Superman. Yes.
Now, what happened
in college?
What happened to the baseball? Was he not given thanks?
Did he not hit a home run?
Double A.
Yeah,
okay, if you can
hit a home run, right?
He's a great athlete.
Not make you? Yes, great athlete. Now again, you're not doing it every day, so I don't expect you to hit 330 home runs. But the guy if Michael hit a home run,
yeah,
Jordan,
yeah,
yes, he did. He
you
was
believe
at,
me?
He hit in the 200s at Birmingham.
Yes, and he was good on the base path.
Yeah,
he was speedy,
very fast.
So great athlete, even though you would say his baseball career sucked.
The problem with Michael was he was like 6'7".
Oh, you're gangly out there.
Sorry.
Jason's still going for it.
He's not quite there. He ain't going there.
He's just victimizing you right now with this meme.
Woo.
Brad.
Brad is victimizing
6'7".
No,
yeah.
I did a little. Yeah.
Okay, you guys are kids. I don't play child games anymore.
He doesn't.
If you can tell.
He doesn't.
And I can tell Jace got you all back into child games. I got to pull
that's
you back
right,
out
that's right,
to
that's
your
right.
49-year-old, 50, almost 50-year-old age.
That's right.
You'll get there.
Because I don't like being poked fun at by children.
No. I know.
That's exactly what's happening. See,
he ain't having it, John.
That's Jason, though. That's who he is.
My guy.
Like, you
play with me if you want to.
Standing on business.
And incur the wrath of Jesus.
That's right.
Business.
Jason does not have time for that, bro. You cannot. Hey, do not play.
I've got less
get
time
your ass
for
off my lawn, dog.
I just turned 49. I have less time for nonsense.
I'm sorry. Like Jason
put me as the commissioner of the
NFL.
I
don't want you to apologize.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding about being sorry. I'm really not. This is me.
I think if if Ashton Kutcher punked you, I think you would take that pretty well. I think you'd have a good laugh at that. Mm. But I don't think you would take it well if somebody played Ding Dong Ditch on your house. Like, I think that would upset you. You know, like don't do that to my house.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know too many grown folks that like ding dong ditching, bro, and they laugh about it when somebody runs away. I'm just talking about regular folks that are grown and pay bills, man. That ain't just exclusive to Jason Smith. You know what I'm saying? Grown folks don't like kids knocking on the door running away. I think that's most of us. I'm glad you can laugh at it and have a good wave to the kid as he runs away from your house. I'll have a few words for him.
What about rolling?
Ridiculous. I remember those days when we were kids, but then you grow up.
Did you ever roll somebody's house?
No, I don't know what that is, man.
You throw the toilet paper over in the trees.
No, we never.
Bro,
did
these
that.
High schoolers, no joke. We're all in this business right now.
That's a Germantown thing out there.
We are all up in this business.
Hey, toilet paper is actually used in Cordova and everywhere else. You know?
Yeah, by that old man that comes in your yard and takes
the dog. With the dog crap.
Y'all use all that extra in your garage to play pranks in the suburbs. We don't do that where I'm from.
It's like
we didn't do it in Midtown growing up. You know, my friends didn't do it in North.
I think it's a white person thing. It's a very white thing.
Y'all
to do.
Kill trees, don't you?
Yeah.
Y'all do that too.
Yeah.
Didn't that guy do that down in what was it, Auburn or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tumor's Corner.
Tumor's Corner. Yep.
Yeah. He killed that Tumor's Corner tree.
Also, egging.
Yeah, that's big in the white community.
You ever egg anybody?
No, man.
That's the same thing. Throw an egg on somebody's car?
All the time.
Hard to clean off?
Tough.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to climb those trees to get the toilet paper out of the brush?
That's tough. I got one of those extension things, though. You can poke it out.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, tools that you can use in 2025, but...
You got to be careful about putting certain school signs in your front yard because they take that as a challenge.
They will.
Like, your ass got a Briarcrest sign in your front yard? We rolling.
They will.
You know?
Especially like graduating class. Like,
yeah.
It's like an
initiation.
Get that
son of a gun out of the yard.
Yeah, man. It happens. Now, maybe it doesn't as much anymore, but it was definitely an epidemic.
Epidemic, dog.
Again, we'll see if this generation keeps it up. But don't do it to Jason Towns.
We were talking about the minor league careers of Tebow, and I took you off base here.
So. No,
you're all good.
This we're talking about celebrations. That's a form of celebration.
The prayer. Getting back to prayer, I think we need more prayer. That's good.
It can't hurt you. That's for certain.
Yeah, but doubleheader last night in the NFL.
congrats to the Blue Jays. They get through. 4-3 win over the Mariners. Deny the Mariners their chance at the first ever World Series for that franchise. They'll try it again. Shout out to the Big Dumper. Heck of a season for him. And now the Blue Jays advance to a World Series in which they are decidedly underdogs to a Dodgers team. I think I woke up this morning and saw Dodgers to win the series minus 220.
Yep.
And listen, Dodgers dispatched a Brewers team that had the best record in baseball. Shohei Ohtani absolutely came alive in that sweep in that final game. We talked about it yesterday, maybe the greatest game. There isn't a maybe. Take the maybe off, Jason. It was the greatest game of baseball ever played by one man. And you figure he's going to, now that he's turned it on, probably continue it over into the World Series. He's plus 165, according to ESPN, to win MVP. Now, I am excited to see what Vlad's going to do because he has been locked in. Vlad Guerrero Jr.,
yes,
absolutely locked in, and he's second in terms of MVP odds at plus 500. Then you got the usual suspects, the Freddie Freemans and everything else. Starts on Friday. You'll have game two on Saturday. But we're here. It's October. It's a great time of year. No Cubs not involved. No Yankees involved, but you've got the Dodgers, man, who are just making this a normal thing.
Yep.
Going now for back to, last year they won, and they're going for back-to-back titles, and they won in 2020 and 2024. So the team locked in their fifth trip to the World Series, yes, in 9 years. It's hard for me to, again, you've made it that many times. You just pencil them in every year, it feels like, and this, they're doing what they typically do. So World Series done. Again, a salute to the Mariners. Great season to them. Blue Jays, it's Brad's team. He's gotten behind this Toronto
squad.
Yeah,
he's adopted the Canadian.
I am sad, though, that the Big Dumper won't be there. I think we're going back a
couple
weeks.
He was a great season. He was a great season.
Yeah, I mean.
You think, is he going to win AL MVP, or is it going to be back to?
No, he has to.
Okay,
he is the best player, no question, as a catcher in the NL.
But I thought our boy had better numbers. Our boy in New York.
Yeah.
Judge, obviously.
Judge.
Yeah, that his numbers were. I'm with you. I would love to give it to the Dumper. I heard Gabe discussing this, but that.
What did
that
Gabe say?
Judge's numbers were so good, felt like it might still go to him because again, your Dumper, your average is not that great. I don't have it in front of me, but I would guess he's 240, 250.
One of the two.
Maybe it's 260.
I
but
just
it's
think
not
that
where Judge is.
Judge sitting his ass out there in the outfield, shagging balls. If you're a catcher.
Yeah, and if you're doing it for playoffs and everything else, which you're not, you'd look at Seattle's finish and you'd say you'd absolutely give it to the Dumper.
Yep.
Maybe because of the season, best ever, like you said, for
sounds
a catcher,
like you're on
especially
my side
in terms
on
of
this.
Home runs. I'd like to see him win it. But we'll see. That's down the line. Right now, it's all about Dodgers and Blue
Ohtani
Jays.
Ohtani now.
And, I guess the Cardinals fans who have decided not to show up to their own games are all behind the Blue Jays now. We'll see how it turns out.
You know what? Maybe people are going to their games.
I'm joking.
St. Louis, they ain't even going.
Yeah. Less than 20,000 in the game. Had been
they're
forever.
Upset. They're boycotting.
They speak with their pocketbooks.
They're boycotting the Cardinals. Yes.
Now, are they talking about move the team?
No,
that's interesting.
This is the first time they've ever been below 20,000 in years.
I mentioned this to Jeff yesterday. I said the only difference between the Cardinals and the Grizzlies is the Cardinals aren't potentially moving.
I just think that's very interesting.
He actually corrected me on the air yesterday when I brought this up, and he said, well, they're not going anywhere. There's a lease.
There's a lease until 2029.
That's it.
There's not a lease after that.
I mean, we are tiptoeing around this thing, it seems, when this is brought up on the air, but you have not.
Well, no, I mean, I have not, and it's like again, I understand it is a business, and they are running a business for profit. Like,
yes,
this is not a charity that the Grizzlies are running.
In the ticket sales part of it, sure.
Right, and I see even Jaren's like become like a ticket sales guy. Like he's like, get tickets. He put it on Instagram, get tickets, and his message to Grizz Nation on their promo video was get tickets.
Yeah. And it's so, right, by the way, like they need to sell butts and seats to keep us here.
Well,
period.
They need to sell tickets keep us here.
I agree. And they have to field a product to do so.
Like, let me see if I can put this in a way that makes sense. They need to sell tickets rather than we need to buy them.
I think
does that make
fair.
Sense?
Yeah, it is. I'm following you.
They need to have a product worth buying tickets to see.
And that's the way the Cardinals feel in St. Louis. The fans in St. Louis felt the same damn way.
Right, but they're not. They're not.
There's not a tit for tat, though.
Exactly right. Yeah. Like they're not saying, and that's the only pro franchise that they have in St. Louis.
It's
they have the Blues.
But,
they have the hockey.
But
like they're not saying, hey, you guys don't come. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's an interesting as we talk about good faith and all these things. Like, there is no question that this is about as subtle as a sledgehammer right now, with the Grizzlies. I mean, they're literally telling you, get ticks. The message of the
And the bag. We got the shirt. Yeah. At the tickets.
What house rule number one? Show up.
Yeah.
show up. Okay, it literally is in this
on the poster.
It's on the calendar. It says show up. It says Memphis is like no other place in the world. FedEx Forum is like no other place in Memphis. And during Grizzly season, it's the all action, rise up, show out, United We Ball, center of the Bluff City universe. There's no energy like Grizz game energy, and there's nothing like being there with your friends, your city, your team. They are not hiding this, right? They are not hiding that. And again, it's a business, and you need to get people there, and I understand that. But I don't care how good your marketing is. You can have Nike-level marketing. If the product sucks, people ain't going. Unless you live in a unique place. Unless you live in a place that is like one of, like, Chicago, dude. Like, I always say it. Like, they, and Jason, you know this because you're a fan of the Cubs. Like, people go to the Cubs game or they win by a million or lose by a million. It's just part of the thing.
Bulls as well as
Bulls, yes.
It's not a market.
So, but Memphis is not unique in that we don't support things if they're not winning. There's a lot of places that are like that, right? So again, I'm not blaming the Grizzlies for trying to market. Like, that's what they should do. No. But there is some responsibility on the part of the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm fundamentally with you. You know that it's, and I've said it openly as well. They are also asking you in a year after or a season after they've traded Desmond Bane, mm-hmm. who was Brad's favorite player,
right.
and many
right.
a Memphis fan's favorite player, right, to stick with us. And so I would ask you, like, what are they got? You know, because you are asking for a reset season here,
right.
and you're asking your fans to have faith and believe. Now, you and I have talked about that faith and belief. Boy, that's a shaky proposition.
Yep.
But what would you have them do? What
no,
I'm saying
true.
Is after you come off a big three and you realize we can't pay three guys like this if we're not on a championship level, which
yeah.
you can't do that in this day and age,
right.
you're asking your fans, man. I mean, that's what they're saying,
no, they
come
are.
On down.
Right.
And you're doing it after you traded one of their favorite players. Now, he's not Ja Morant.
Right.
We've said you had to keep box office.
But whichever you pick, he has to be healthy on the floor. If you pick Ja Morant over Desmond Bane, Ja has to play.
Oh, I mean, that goes without saying.
And, yeah, this
and
is
frankly,
a huge year for him.
Frankly, if Ja is playing for most of a season, you're going to get butts in seats that you haven't had down there just
right.
because they haven't trusted that he's going to be on
right.
the floor.
Yes.
Having a box office like him can help offset a reset season if he's out there. You're right, Brad. That sort of overrides everything. If Ja Morant can be out
yeah.
there 65-plus and, what, 30 of those down at FedEx Forum, that's going to help you in terms of attendance when you need it because this is about to be a reset season.
Right.
Guys, you're going to be playing level if that – very likely going to be looking at trying to fight out of that position.
Right.
Could be looking at a lottery pick if you get bounced out of that position. And
yes.
so that's a likely reality. Point would be stick with us
right.
so that we can learn this, what we need around these two, and try to bounce back next year. Because what you can't do is try to sell, hey, we're going to be the Kings and just be happy with low-level playoff team, whatever else. Or, hey, this will take 2 or 3 years. Give us some time.
Yeah.
They're saying for 1 year, bear with us. Come on down here. Don't forget about it. Yes, we traded Desmond Bane. We're going to try to make it back quickly. Now, again, shake a proposition.
Right.
But what would you have them do is what
no,
I'm
I
saying.
Mean, no, they're in
that's
a tough
the way
spot.
You have to phrase it
no,
when
it
you
is.
Trade away one of the favorite players of the franchise. A lot of these Bird-type folks loved Desmond Bane.
No question.
More so than they did Ja Morant, to
yep.
Brad's point, who ain't playing.
Yes.
They
I am not
ago,
a total minority by saying you might have
that's
thought about
said,
Ja Morant over Bane. I am not in the. I am not the only one.
Desmond Bane don't sell tickets.
People
Brad.
Think that's insanity.
Well,
it's
you,
not.
You just
it's,
agree.
I refuse
you,
to believe
but,
that.
But to that point, you just agree with me that if you've got Ja
yeah,
Morant
no,
even in a reset,
I agree with
that's
you.
The box office.
I agree.
Desmond Bane doesn't help you there. If you had traded Ja,
I
now
win games.
Now to your point, you trade Ja, you get a haul.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But were you going to do that?
I don't know.
With his injury history,
Desmond Bane isn't. The level of job, right?
Not, I mean, like, it's not. We're not just talking box
though.
Office. He's not the level of how much better does Desmond Bane make everybody around him? We
right.
know Ja does that. That's
out.
A quality you've got to have. It's really just we know Ja does that. It's a matter of being out there
it's
to
available.
Do it.
It's available.
That's what we're about to find out. Is can you do it for a season?
Yeah, yes. and if he can,
because it's not been enough,
it will be fine. And if he can't, then I do think that's going to put the franchise in a very awkward position. He didn't sign his extension yesterday.
Yeah,
deadline came and went. We expected
yes.
him to do that. I think.
Yeah, it's probably been.
That,
it's
that
probably smart on the part of. On the part of both of them, but I think maybe even smarter on the part of the Grizzlies.
No, he's got 3 years left.
You wait and see.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like this is like, well, this had to get done right now. Or
I
else
got
you. I'd like to hear what, you know, but we won't. But
right.
I'd like to hear what the Grizzlies' thinking was. And
right.
Because the number is the number. That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's not about, you know, 20 more million or something like that.
Right. Well,
so.
I think we can infer. We won't know. You're right. But I think we can infer that it's a little bit of a hedge.
Yes.
It's a hedge against a longer term commitment.
It could be
both sides. You're right.
I could make the case that Ja needs to hedge right now based on this roster and based on what Klieman has done.
It could be both sides.
High first round draft picks, trades that have gone through and haven't been good.
Yeah.
You know, your belief in your general manager about whether he can build a winner around you.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. I mean, again, you have 3 years. It's not like you have 1 year left.
So that's what I'm saying. Hedging on both sides, perhaps.
I think the Grizz could look at it like, hey, we really can't go all in until you show us that you can be this guy for us.
You're averaging 51 games a year.
Right. And then, you know, Jai says, well, I can't go all in with y'all because, you know, I don't even know what I got. Yeah. And I don't know what 100%. I'm going to have. So, I mean, it could just be one of those things. And this was obviously a conversation about, you know, the World Series, and we got off on to other parts. But I do think this is sort of underlining everything about this Grizz season. But if this is a deal where, you know, whether or not they continue in Memphis is going to be based on attendance in a bad year.
That's what I'm saying, y'all. They can't. They want to see attendance stay up, but there's no way they're basing this season's attendance into factoring that into lease negotiations because they know they've been here long enough to know what's about to happen.
Right.
They know that.
I mean, the win total was 39.5.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, I get it if you have a 58-win year and you're only averaging 13,000 people in the stands. I get that.
Last year, you could sell bounce-back season. We've been two. We're going back to the two an outlier year.
What was it?
27 whatever wins it was. We could easily arrange if this was going to be a bounce-back.
Yep.
Well, this is different. You can't sell that this year having taken a step back off the big three.
No.
Yes.
You are not same in that 60% with John Jaren, like we said in that first hour, because Desmond Bane is gone.
Yep.
And because right now you don't have Zach Edey in the middle as Steven Adams. That was a huge part of that 60% as well.
It was
a win percentage with those two.
Yep. It's a very difficult year to sell.
I mean, it's buckle up in a different way because again, this could get ugly, get better.
It could.
Hopefully very quickly.
Right. And I don't know.
I don't know about you. I'm just saying. But instead of getting kicked out in some plan or getting swept
where would you rather be? 24 games.
That's what I'm telling
about. It ain't my business, right? It ain't my business to run.
It's produced something good here. It did Ja Morant.
It did.
And so we can't act like that word is for, you know, because they could very well be in a place in this rock. Hell, John, they might be expecting it.
They might. They ain't that naive.
Because in terms of getting out of this quickly, there's you can go the trade route, which that hasn't been great for Zach Klieman.
Never.
Or you can try to bounce there and get you two lottery picks next year and see what that fortune holds.
Now, you know,
if you could swing it, pull it, do whatever.
That will take time, too. But
that's a quicker bounce back potential.
That's right. I mean, Ja was awesome as a rookie. He's a rookie of the year.
Bro, if you got AJ, I know that's starting to get, because everything I read keeps saying Phoenix is going to battle for a play-in spot, bro. It's not going to be some chance where they get to have the number one, two pick. Now, maybe they jump up there.
Yeah.
But everything I read says Phoenix going
to
battle for.
Well, my sharp guy likes the under on their win total. So
Athletic likes them to battle for, they'll win more games than last season. No, it won't be some great team, but they will be better than last year and maybe potentially. It depending upon if Mark Williams can stay healthy, which he has not done, a team that battles for a play-in spot, which is what we're saying about us.
Right. Now, I will say this, like.
But I'm praying on your sharp man and that he's right. And Devin Booker decides, I'm going to be Bradley Beal. Forget these dudes. We ain't trying to win.
That's right.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I mean, that could easily happen.
But they could be what you are, which is battling for a play-in spot, and that pick ain't so great. I would take the two lottery picks, even if they're over getting booted out of a first round series because I battled through the play-in and got the 8th seed.
Yep,
we just saw that.
I mean, I really do think there's like a real chance like this gets off to a really slow start because you have no players available, you have 3 or 4 real NBA players at current.
Well, you're going to battle until you get ED back and you can see it with ED.
No question.
Now, the battle could get ugly and bloody.
Right.
But they're going to wait.
Now, they'll take their shot when they get everybody back. It's
and
just like,
see what it looks like
eat?
With him.
Right. Well, you know, here's the question, right? If it gets really bad, do you say we're pushing that out further, that timeline, with ED's return? Like, you say, hey, you know, we're going to let this thing.
If you do that, do you ever get anything really implemented truly under Isola? Right, if you keep kicking the can down the road. Now, I tell you that Kleiman's got to be pretty invested in this dude. Remember, he's got a lot to prove with Isolo.
Mm-hmm.
The way he handled the Jenkins situation last year, like he needs this to pan out. And so my guess is no matter what happens, we're in it with Isolo because Kleiman's got to be in it with Isolo. If Isolo doesn't work out, guys, Kleiman really screwed that up.
That's going to be tough.
I mean, it is. You went and got an unproven with a guy that's in his 7th and 8th year in Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Like,
You really need to be winning now. You can't afford a 2 or 3 year rebuild. So even if you don't win right now, it's got to be back next year.
Yep.
And so that it has to be slow. Remember, he didn't do any interviews.
He didn't do any
after the nine. You know, you decided to make this move essentially when you hired him as the lead assistant.
Yep.
And so here, you know, he's got a lot. We talk about how much is riding on Zach Edey. This team feels like organizationally maybe a little bit too much. Zach Kleiman has a ton riding on Isolo.
Yeah,
he absolutely does. Because what if John Morant decides, you know what, this ain't working for me. Mm-hmm. It did early. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Now I don't have anything. I don't like this anymore. What if he decides he doesn't like Isolo?
Could happen.
That kills you as a GM. Your superstar and your coach aren't on the same page.
Yep.
And you've invested and told him, this is the guy that's going to get us there. That's what you've told Ja.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've convinced him of that. If it goes off the rails, good luck. Because you could have interviewed other coaches. You know, you rolled with the guy that you had the most belief in.
Yeah, and there's a lot of investment. There's a lot of investment. There's investment in Cedric Howard. There's investment in his coach. There's investment in Ja and the Jaren and this core. There's a lot of investment. And I'm not sure that any investment looks great right now.
Tell me again what that Phoenix number was. Side note:
32.5.
Okay. They won 36 last year, and the Athletics saying maybe they win more than that. So they don't like what your Sharp's saying.
I can't believe they're fading my Sharp guy, Eddie
But this
Walls.
Is Doug. I mean, they all individually broke down these bold takes on each team. This was Doug Howler. This is not the Athletic as a whole voting on this.
Doug Howler is taking on my guy, your milkshake?
Okay, you know Doug. Okay,
no, yeah. I don't. I think he covers the Suns, right? He's the beat guy.
They've also got a – yeah, I guess all these beat guys did their own. Now, a couple of them are repeat or they're national guys. But Kate Cunningham will finish top three in MVP voting?
I believe that.
You like that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that bold?
I think it's bold.
It's a new name.
Well, because Shea –
yeah, because it'll Luka, be, like you just you mentioned, Jokic and them will be the usual suspects.
I mean, he's probably not – it's bold. He's not going to probably finish top three, but, like, I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Nuggets will win the West.
Not that bold.
Yeah, Sam Amick didn't get that bold there. Three Thunder players make all NBA. This is the leap year for Chet Holmgren. Fred Katz writes.
That's not bold. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, SGA, it's like a guarantee.
Well, and I get you to the one for the Grizzlies that I told you in the first hour. It's Cam Spencer, PJ Hall end up in the rotation. That's where we are, bro.
I think that's fair.
That's not bold.
That's not bold either.
I mean,
that's
talking about our rotation pieces.
True.
There's nothing bold about that.
It's going to be a game one, bro.
But he said, here's what he wrote. This is Hollinger. I nailed this last year with Scottie Pippen Jr., so let's try it again. With Pippen and Ty Jerome injured, Luke Kennard gone, and John Morant permanently questionable, the coast is clear for Spencer's shooting and passing to carve out a much bigger role in Memphis' backcourt. Meanwhile, the 6'8 Hall may be undersized for a center, but he can play. And Memphis's paucity?
Is this Hollinger?
Hollinger, man. Him and Harrington
right,
will give me a word that stops me, and I really have to say. I've never read that word out loud before. Of healthy bigs pertends a Jay Huff-like ascent into the rotation.
So. A paucity portends?
Is that a P-A-U-C-I?
Yeah, that means
paucity.
Like scarcity, like lack of.
I mean, John is a wordsmith.
I'm a wordsmith.
He educates me every time.
There's no paucity of vocabulary on this show.
Remember when you had trouble, if you ever had trouble reading in class, and maybe you had that's what that felt like for. I got to a word. I was like, what am I?
Yeah, you were like, you were like that dude.
I've never seen this word.
Like everybody, paucity. Everybody in the class started side eyeing, like,
yeah, this dude can't read.
What's the pause for?
Come on, bro. Can you read, man?
A couple times I would stutter or something, that'd start to happen. And folks is he okay?
I hate to be that guy. It was like, you know, when the teacher would call on a dude that was like kind of slow at the reading, you'd be like,
we would be mad at the teacher.
Man, please don't call on that dude again,
right,
bro.
We're going to be here all day.
I can imagine you checking that kid.
I would like, it would be like an, I was never mean about it, right? Because I'm not a mean person.
Right. Let's keep it not non-mean.
I was certainly in my head, like, I'm listening to this guy say, Magic Coach Jamal. I mean, come on, man.
Yep, y'all going to be there, man.
Don't pick this person ever again. They can't read.
You should minister and help them.
I mean, I'm willing to help.
Instead of just being mad at the teacher. Or the teacher again.
Right, you got to know your audience. Don't be putting, you know that the kid can't freaking read, right? You see his homework.
Let's get him in a different class.
Let's get him in a different.
The school, I feel like, doing that kid a service, right?
Let's put our students in a position to be successful, right? As opposed to, like, you know, I get you're trying to.
Because we got John in the corner making fun of this stuff.
No, I mean, here's reality. Yeah. If I'm a teacher, you know, we're going to do the public, if we have to do the public reading, I'm going to call on my studs. Who are my readers in here, right?
so they can inspire the other ones, right? Too, when they read it, and the other ones go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But it's just better for everybody. We're gonna, it's gonna be an efficient lesson.
But you can't
lesson.
Only call on them.
Well, ideally, everybody becomes a reader at some point, you know. But right. This is like, I'm not gonna sit here for 3 hours while you read.
Does Sam teach reading?
Sam is an education tech now.
Okay. She teaches the teachers.
She slangs curriculum. Yeah.
You don't have to look down and all around and like it's some sort of hustle. That sounds like
I
a
don't
legitimate
really know
job.
What it is.
Like it's a legitimate
I
job.
I do that because I'm not confident.
Because you're unaware of what your wife does. I
correct.
Got that. Okay, that explains.
I used to know what my wife does. I did. She used to teach, you know, and now
it got real sketchy.
She's not a drug dealer.
No, she's slanging like I don't even know. I honestly.
Okay.
She helps teach. She does help teachers with like it's a company called Plan Book. And like teachers in school subscribe to it, and it like helps with lessons,
so
you know.
She's
and she's like,
teachers.
She does like, you know, she helps them if they have any problems.
Like for LD, like you take the box out. I was in LD as a in grade school.
I don't know what LD is.
Does she miss the kids?
No.
Supplemental reading and that sort of thing.
Then she's learning made the right move.
No, she loves. She works from home. She gets to. You know,
that's all. Yeah, she gets to teach her own kids, raise her own kids.
That's right.
Oh, don't get any better than that.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
It is.
Beautiful.
But I would say, like, I don't know how many teachers we have that are listening. You know, don't call on the ones. You know, don't call on the ones that you know are going to struggle. You know, if you want to work with them, work with them, but don't subject us all to that punishment and suffering.
Yeah. Well, some of them need that breakthrough moment. Just consider the moments for them. They need that breakthrough moment for their confidence, right? And so once you get them to that level.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
G.G. Jackson got put in the fourth quarter against the Heat in preseason.
Here,
he just really thrived.
He just put G.G. Jackson in.
I'm just saying, he'd be a slow reader, relatively.
Relative to his game?
Slow reader.
Mm.
You know, maybe he kind of tricked you there in that first paragraph, but then he started to slow down as the book went on.
He nailed the first paragraph.
Great first paragraph, but it was just the first paragraph.
Yeah, you got to read that whole book.
And you know, as the book goes on, you know that if we're talking about like a classroom school book, the material gets more difficult, deeper into the book. You know, the intro stuff is.
An old school coach is gonna get a hold of him and make a player out of that dude. I'm telling you, late with another franchise.
Yeah. He needs it.
It's there. Yeah. You have to raise him a little more.
Yeah.
And that's,
right.
I think that's right. We don't have time for that around here anymore.
That's right.
I'm not sure you have the coaching for it.
I think that's you're exactly right. Isolo is going to be a guy that like accentuates the greatness, right?
100%. Like, he's like your teacher that's calling on all his horses.
That's right. That's right.
Or
that's
her
right.
horses. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. You're right. Gigi probably needs to go somewhere where it's like it's starting over. Like,
seems destined at this point.
Yeah. So we'll see. Anyway. Interesting rundown. We'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us in the third hour. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, status of Brendan Lewis, you know, recapping and packing up the weekend that was. Stick around, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were talking about the Sonic Saver tickets earlier. I don't know if those are around anymore, but tell you what is, that's still Sonic. It's America's Drive-In. And it's spooky season, which means spooky savings are coming for you. Don't miss out on those October rewards in the app. That's where you can get all your savings. Get that vanilla trick-or-treat blast, delicious, the double Sonic Smasher. Nothing scary about that. Scary delicious. Get over to Sonic today.
Yep, it's October. It's getting cooler. Everybody's got their coffee and everything else. You might like your coffee in the morning iced, or maybe even in the afternoon iced. Those things typically run you about $7 at these fancy coffee shops. This runs you $2.99 at Sonic. John said the key, make sure you download the app. You're not doing the Sonic experience fully if you don't have the app. That's where all the deals and savings truly are. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it's always Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Trey Wingo making a little bit of waves this morning. How true it is, I don't know. But former ESPN personality Trey Wingo said, according to sources, the Dallas Cowboys have made inquiries with the Raiders about a potential trade for Max Crosby.
Look at Trey. Still breaking some NFL news.
I hope it's true. It seems like logical for both teams.
He's still got plenty of credibility. I don't see why he'd float that out there and not have it, not have it pretty down.
Right. So I don't know exactly what we'd be talking about in terms of compensation. You know, they need an edge rusher as they traded away their edge rusher, Michael Parsons, before the season began. I think, look, the Raiders should trade Max Crosby to the best, whoever the best offer is, they should trade him.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. I love his competitive spirit. I love how loyal he's been to the franchise. I love everything about him. It was a great draft pick by the Gruden era. One of the very few things they did right is getting him in the third round or the fifth round or whichever one it was. Finding him late, pretty nuts. And him becoming the player that he is pretty nuts. But these Raiders aren't going anywhere. And until they fully commit to that teardown and rebuild, they're doomed to stay where they're at. You know, you have to start over. You had Crosby and Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs and all those guys, and you didn't get anything out of it. So I think now you have a new era, new front office. You know, Max Crosby's – he's not going to be at this level forever. He's already like 27. You know, trade him at his peak, which is, in my opinion, right now. He left the game versus the Chiefs. This guy's got to be miserable right now, right? Losing 31-0 to the Chiefs, 3 first downs from the offense. I'm sure he wants out. And good on him for not pushing the envelope on making that public. But, yeah, I think the Cowboys make sense. Your Bears make sense because you're 5-2 now. Come
4-2.
My apologies.
No, you're good.
4-2. But you know you're content. You know, contending is probably strong, but you're in the mix maybe more than you thought could be.
It just makes sense to do these things. You're taking big contracts like that when you've got your quarterback on a rookie deal because you've got some flexibility with those things. I think it makes some sense for Dallas, who I must say, even if they don't get Max Crosby, for all the fussing we did about Jerry moving on from Micah Parsons. They got 4 sacks in a win over the Commanders that has them. I know there have been points in this Dallas season where we have written them off, but Dak Prescott's having a monster year in terms of as a passer. And let me tell you what, the George Pickens trade starting to look good, especially if they re-sign him.
Amazing.
Like we would expect them to do after using assets to get them. And so if you made a move like Crosby, you know, because that's what they need at this point.
No question.
If they could shore up the defense with what this offense is doing, I mean, sure, you look at Philly and you say they're still the class of the division, but Dallas can start telling itself, man, we're better off without Micah.
Yep.
Not going down. Because, again, you know, we had defensive issues, especially stopping the run when we had Micah Parsons, and we were going to have to pay him an absolute fortune. So I would just say that for Dallas, man, because I was one of the ones saying, what are you doing, Jerry Jones? This guy could end up coming out of this, especially after getting Pickens and having this offense where he's got it, you know, with the last lap. Hell, we even gave him hell for letting Dowdle roll.
Who is it?
your man, Rico Suave, whatever we call him, Dowdle.
Oh, Dowdle, yeah.
Who
yeah,
rushed
Dowdle.
For 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, this offense has been, they scored 44 points on the Commanders. Like, they rolled them up.
Right.
Their issues have been defensively. If Absolutely. They get a guy like Max Crosby, all of a sudden, you'd have to look at Dallas as a real playoff contender that could really do some damage to somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't hold Pickens and C.D. Lamb. You can't hold them when they're both on the field.
Right. You're right. And they run the ball well with Javonte Williams.
They do. I saw it myself. He ran over us.
Yeah.
C.D., bro, was back this week. And to have him and Pickens going to be this locked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.